What we call the four immeasurables. And one is immeasurable or limitless loving kindness. And when we talk about bodhicitta, the awakened mind or enlightened mind, bodhicitta is inseparability of loving kindness and compassion. And loving kindness, as it is explained in the chant of the four immeasurables, that loving kindness is the sincere aspiration or the wish that all beings may have happiness and well-being experience and have the causes of happiness and well-being. And so that what you want others to experience, to have, and is that. Total well-being, happiness. So total well-being and happiness would be the actual experience of happiness and well-being, as well as the causes of happiness and well-being. And if that is what you sincerely aspire or wish for others, then you would certainly have affection for others, sense of caring for others, you see, and so that you have the willingness to do what is good, what is gives happiness and well-being to others. So thus the essence of loving kindness is that wishing happiness and the cause of happiness and well-being for all beings without exception and impartial. So in that way, immeasurable or limitless. See. And with loving kindness, you give birth to compassion. Without loving kindness, one cannot have compassion, true compassion. So in order to be able to experience compassion, you must have loving kindness. And essence of compassion, again, is quite clearly explained in the chant of the four immeasurable, is that your aspiration and a genuine wish for beings is that they may all, without exception, become liberated from sufferings and causes of sufferings, or they may all become separated, however, of sufferings and the causes of sufferings. That is, whatever sufferings that they are experiencing now and whatever causes of sufferings, so that they don't experience suffering now as well as they don't experience sufferings in the future. And in terms of the sort of the distance, the vision, and in terms of the span, is all beings without exception, so the immeasurable quality to it. And so that which means that with that, if you this is your aspiration for others, then that you would have no wish to indulge in harming others and rejoice in others' well-being and doing what is the cause of others' well-being. So, once you have these two, a sincere wish for happiness and well-being for others, and a sincere wish that all beings may become free of suffering and the causes of sufferings, then you would experience in action a sense of warmth, openness, friendliness towards others, free of pretension, not the worldly ways of pretentious friendliness, but genuine friendliness and openness would be the activity aspect of your aspiration, the wish of loving kindness and compassion.
Teres teni chedang ge gomdang ge thi tenen sawe ge ngaran so teni sa thanda shayan da bodi thande ge teni luden de ge pamala teni pe chöne teni de na shin ge teni rembe ge tenen ta rosin de thamje pamal ma ge bchi ge yo ma le teni tenes samdan pa chi ge yo res de ta yena yang kanji pamal pe sha go ya de chedang ge shenu ni ge ta wa de yan samsam ke yo ba
So in this way that basically you should develop a sense of genuine caring and concern for others, that is expression of loving kindness and compassion, and doing whatever you can skillfully towards their well-being and their becoming free of sufferings. Whatever activities that may be, that is compassion and loving kindness in action. And in practice, traditionally, the way the different methods one uses towards being able to cultivate the mind of loving kindness and compassion. And one common way traditionally is first that a more simple focus, relating with a more simple focus, that is, where there's some understanding of one's own relationship with one's parents, see, that how much hard work, pain, difficulties, and inconvenience, and what have you, countless of such things that one's parents have gone through in giving birth and bringing up and the raising, and to the point one is able to do all of these things that one can do from a moment where one is totally helpless and where one is able to relate to the world in a very full way. And so, but at a tremendous expenses on their part, both from a spiritual and mundane point of view. So with that in mind, and now one's parents going through whatever difficulties, sufferings, and confusion, seeing this, and having tremendous compassion, tremendous love.
That when the susuk samtani, then it is that domain yang ban samtani ning chikomso.
Caring for them, that it is not necessary that they are presently experiencing, you know, whatever pain or difficulties, but the fact that being in samsara is an expression of lacking that freedom, and there is gratitude, there should be gratitude. And from that point of view, and first, that this is the most workable situation, the easiest situation to work with. And then from the point of view of that, it is very well possible that all sentient beings without exception, you know, are one's parents, like one's parents. that are going experiencing the same feelings or the same predicaments, what have you, and so then you expand your horizon in terms of loving kindness and compassion and towards all beings. So because of the nature of the relationship of parents and children, and so in the East, parents are regarded as very special and very respected, but probably that in the West it might be questionable, you see. So His Eminence feels it is safer to say, whoever you are fond of most, you like best, starting from that person and seeing that why everybody else couldn't be the same way. And in this way, that expanding. Okay, so we will conclude here for this evening.
Oh,